we're serving more businesses in terms of the numbers of companies that we're serving. So that's, to us, that's a real big positive, because I think our business needs to be driven by the needs of the folks that are hiring the people that we serve, the job seekers we serve. Kind of what a surprise. I'm not sure if it's necessarily a highlight, but certainly it's good news and bad news, I guess. Good news in the sense that we continue to serve people, but the number of job seekers we served in fiscal 17 was slightly up versus fiscal 16. You know, with the economy improving, frankly, I was anticipating a much bigger decline in the number of job seekers that we'd be serving.
Talking about the companies you served first, that number more than doubled. You went from 667 to over 1,200 companies. And
yeah.
and were they, are they fairly diverse companies that you served?
Yeah, it's basically we work with just about everybody. Really, I think what this is an indication of is that we really have changed our business model here, in the sense that we're really more, you know, traditionally for years and years, you know, it was all about the job seeker, and I think that's reflected in our funding. Most of our funding comes down for job seeker activities, and I think, you know, while we here always wanted to serve the employer, I think we've really sort of made a sea change, and really, even though our funding isn't necessarily dedicated to the companies that we serve, I think we're making more of an effort to outreach to businesses, to talk with them and say, you know, what are your real needs, not just for hiring, but throughout their business cycle. And I think that this increased emphasis by us on this outreach is seen in those numbers.
Well, and what are you hearing back from the companies in terms of what their needs are?
Well, I think it really comes down to skilled staff. You know, there's companies are really having a tough time finding the skills they need in the labor market that we have. You know, during the recession, you had a lot of people who lost their jobs, and then we had, you know, a period post-recession where those people were becoming reemployed. Well, pretty much those folks have already gone on to work. And what we have in many cases are folks in the available labor market who have a barrier or multiple barriers to employment. And that could be, those barriers could be language, maybe they don't speak English. They could be transportation, they can't get to where the jobs are. There could be issues where, for instance, you could have returning veterans who have maybe post-traumatic stress, and they can't you know, operate as well within normal societies. So we have to sort of work here with these folks and address their barriers, whatever they may be, to get them to the point where they're employable. And you can be out of the labor market now, you know, a year, 2 years, and really things can change quite a bit, usually on the technology side of things, in terms of what companies require. So we need to get them up to where they're an attractive candidate for a potential company.
You mentioned that the number of job seekers served slightly increased from fiscal year 16 to fiscal year 17. Are these people coming back into the labor market, seeing that the economy has improved, that the state's economy really is by some measurements booming, and so they're looking to get back in?
I think that's really the primary driver, is that these are the folks who sat on the sidelines, who during the height of the recession had applied and applied and applied and oftentimes never heard back, and they got frustrated and just gave up. And now they are hearing. You know, the news is generally positive. You know, we're seeing more jobs created. The unemployment rate is going down. They're probably seeing friends of theirs getting jobs as well. So now they're saying, you know what, maybe it's time for me to get back at it and try to get a job again.
And what are the top industries that are hiring?
So we saw, no surprise really, healthcare has been strong for several years around here and continues to be very strong. A surprise to some folks would be manufacturing, but manufacturing is making a comeback here. You know, manufacturers are looking for quality people out there, and a lot of more and more manufacturers actually are showing an indication of willingness to train. And what they're telling us is, look, we need someone with some basic skills. First of all, they need to be punctual. They need to be at work every day. They need to be able to communicate, ask questions, and learn. So manufacturing is big, and also the administrative field. Again, we see a lot of activity here in terms of companies looking for administrative type help. You know, office managers, people who work in the office, clerks, things along that line are also in demand.